Nothing says loving like a pumpkin spice latte, Ali. And I want to shift gears here because I just looked up 2% grande pumpkin spice latte, 2% milk only has 380 calories. So I got to imagine people are loving this and Starbucks is loving it too.
Yeah, depending on how you look at it, Adam, either that's a lot of calories for a coffee or it's not anything at all. But yes, Starbucks debuted its famous pumpkin spice latte on August 24th, and it's already leading to a big boost in foot traffic in Starbucks locations before the official arrival of fall. So according to analytics platform Placer.ai, which does track those foot patterns, visits increased 3.5% during the week of August 23rd compared to the same week in a particularly strong 2019 summer season. Foot traffic continued to expand in the days that followed, also growing 12.3% on a week-over-week basis. Now, if we take a look at some of the other coffee giants, like Dunkin' in particular, they're also benefiting from the pumpkin craze with a pumpkin cream cold brew. They also saw visits increase during the week of that debut on August 16th, so a week prior to the Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, climbing 8.4% compared to the same week in 2019. The momentum also continued into the following week, with Dunkin' foot traffic up 3% on the day of Starbucks's pumpkin spice latte release. And you can see there that foot traffic is surging, but also pretty impressive that Dunkin' also continued to see that surge amid their new fall offerings. And this is something that a lot of brands have really gotten behind in recent years. It seems like consumers go crazy for anything pumpkin spice, anything fall themed. We have other brands like Sam Adams, Pepperidge Farm, Tim Hortons also jumping on the pumpkin bandwagon. So if you're at the grocery store, if you're walking around the aisles, most likely you're going to see a lot of fall themed products. So I'm excited for it. I love the fall. I love pumpkin. Bring on all the pumpkin spice, everything. I'm ready for it. Goodbye, summer.
I'm certainly with you, Allie. And actually, my husband went to the grocery store this weekend and I asked him to bring back anything that he saw fall related or pumpkin spice flavor. He actually came back empty handed on that front. So I will be making a trip to the grocery store.
That's not good.
All right, Allie Canal, thanks so much for bringing that to us.